Today is Saturday, December 14th. Good afternoon for WRCO News. I'm Caitlin O'Connell. Wisconsin Republicans will meet on Tuesday, as required under federal law, to cast the state's electoral college votes for President-elect Donald Trump, not a day earlier as state law calls for. Elections officials and the State Department of Justice agreed that federal law should be followed. The Wisconsin Republican Party sued in federal court last week, seeking an order to resolve which of the two conflicting dates they should meet. U.S. District Judge James Peterson dismissed the case Thursday because everyone agreed that the votes should be cast Tuesday, essentially making the lawsuit moot. Senator Tammy Baldwin says she will support President-elect Donald Trump's pick for Department of Transportation, former Wisconsin Representative Sean Duffy. Baldwin and Duffy met Thursday. She says her priority is whether a pick will be good for the Badger State, and she believes Duffy would be. She says the two have worked together before and will do so again to provide Wisconsin with clean drinking water, good transportation options, and shipping options. President Joe Biden is commuting the sentences of roughly 1,500 people who were released from prison and placed on home confinement during the coronavirus pandemic, and pardoning 39 Americans convicted of nonviolent crimes. Among them are two people from Wisconsin, Jerry Manning of Sun Prairie, and Audrey Simone of Prescott. The White House says it's the largest single-day act of clemency in modern history. The clemency follows a broad pardon for his son Hunter, who was prosecuted for gun and tax crimes. Biden is under pressure from advocacy groups to pardon broad swaths of people before the Trump administration takes over in January. He's also weighing whether to issue preemptive pardons to those who investigated Donald Trump's efforts to overturn the 2022 election and are facing possible retribution when Trump takes office. The price of eggs has risen about 30% this year. A dozen eggs cost $2.52 in January, and now the national average is $3.37. At least partially responsible for that is the bird flu. Across the country, the virus has killed more than 100 million chickens. Three-quarters of them were egg layers. Ron Keene is a poultry specialist with UW Extension.
You know, we had kind of had a reprieve over summer, at least decrease. Now with cooler weather and the migration of birds, we've had kind of an uptick. Really, the Midwest has been fairly fortunate. A lot of outbreaks have been on the West Coast this fall.
Of course, right now is baking season. Cookies, cakes, pies, demand for eggs is up. The Arctic air has arrived. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot tells us how to tell if you're getting frostbite.
Remember to cover all exposed skin. Frostbite can happen in as little as 20 minutes in today's conditions. Frostbite symptoms can include pain, numbness, swelling, blisters, and skin discoloration. It's most common on your fingers, toes, nose, and ears. And frostbite may lead to permanent, irreversible tissue damage. A way to prevent it is to limit your time outdoors and warm your body up often if you're exposed to freezing temperatures. And if you believe that you have frostbite, go inside or seek shelter from the cold. Then, call your healthcare provider or visit the emergency room immediately to reduce your risk of tissue damage. Frostbite symptoms appear in three stages that include feeling cold, sore, and painful, which is frost nip. Then, pins and needles, which is surface frostbite. And the last, numbness, indicates a deep frostbite.
That was meteorologist Brittany Merlot. During the winter, utility bill costs are usually on the rise due to the need of heat to keep warm during cold temperatures. Scammers are aware of this and threaten to disconnect consumers' utilities for various reasons so they can make money. Michelle Reinen is with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
This seems to be our annual reminder because we certainly see spikes in the phone calls and messages that come during this time of year. And so we want to remind everybody how this scam works. This scammers contact consumers claiming to represent a local utility company, and they often manipulate the caller ID by spoofing that phone number, making it look local. They mention work orders during the telephone conversation, billing statements, truck numbers, and other very specific details that make it seem legitimate that a truck is on its way to do a disconnection.
Utility disconnection tactics are used to strike fear into the consumer that is contacted by the scammer.
They just want consumers to act out of this fear before they get a chance to stop and think. So they use very high pressure tactics and often ask for immediate payment during that phone call. Again, they indicate that your bills may be delinquent or overdue for other reasons, you know, inappropriate paperwork, and that they're going to be doing a disconnection. So hang up on these. And if you are at all concerned that it's legitimate, always reach out to your local utility company directly to work out a billing or a payment system, or find out about alternative resources that may be available to you.
Never let a scammer trick you into thinking your utilities will be disconnected. There is currently a moratorium in effect to help prevent disconnections.
The moratorium on utilities disconnections is active right now. It goes until April 15th, and consumers who need assistance with their utility bills should reach out when they need that assistance and not wait until spring, because it just adds extra stress that's not needed and could create a situation where you could fall victim to one of these utility scams. But you can reach out for energy assistance by calling the statewide customer care center or visit energyandhousing.wi.gov. You can get water assistance by calling the statewide customer care center as well. You can always reach out for other resources and options by calling 211 and seeing what's available in your county and community.
To reach out for utility assistance by phone, you can contact the Energy and Water Assistance Customer Care Center at 1-800-506-5596. Also, if you are a victim of a utility disconnect scam, you can contact DADCAP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128 or by email at datcphotline@wi.gov. The Richland County Performing Arts Council presents Maggie May's Country Christmas Concert tomorrow at the Richland Center City Auditorium. Maggie, along with the Sawmill Creek Band, including Eric Knopfsinger, and special guest Leroy Elvis Peterson, will bring the holiday spirit to the auditorium when they perform toe-tapping Christmas music, as well as a variety of country favorites. Maggie May is a well-known Nashville recording artist with many fans across the country as well as locally. Mick Crosgrove is the treasurer for the Richland County Performing Arts Council.
We've got people coming from all over southwest Wisconsin. I was just looking at it earlier here, and it's just amazing to me the following that she has and the excitement. As I was driving down here, I get an email every time someone purchased tickets and can see where they're coming from, and a couple tickets were bought just between the office and down here. But we've got people coming from Prairie du Chien, Bellevue, Iowa, Holman, Wisconsin, Black River Falls, Mauston, Toma, Janesville, Kendall, Madison, Reedsburg, Baraboo. She really draws from a large area. So we're excited about that, and we're hoping to not only have an enjoyable afternoon with Maggie May, but also showcase the project that we have there at the auditorium.
All proceeds from the concert go towards the Auditorium Building Fund for the ongoing restorations. Maggie May goes above and beyond for her audience, making her a special person and performer. Robin Cosgrove is the secretary for the Richland County Performing Arts Council.
Something very special about Maggie is giving a concert from the stage. She makes you feel like you're right in her living room, and she sees people. She notices people. One thing I'm excited about is that she's coming on Saturday. Their team decorates the stage in holiday fare. So I'm very excited to see what someone's point of view of that stage decorated with their items would look like. So anyone who would be curious about that, come for the concert, but enjoy what Maggie's going to do to transform that stage into a Christmas scene. And the other thing that Maggie did when she was here the last time, there was I remember a gentleman rushing to come into the concert, and he fell and hurt himself. He had to be taken to the hospital to get a few stitches. And he was gone the whole show. He came right as the last people were leaving the building, and he was so disappointed. The thing Maggie did is she set him down on the bottom stairs of that front door of the auditorium, on those big marble stairs, and she sang him like a 3 or 4 song concert just for him. I thought, man, that's a deep soul that does something like that.
Maggie May's Country Christmas Concert will be performed this Sunday at the Richland Center City Auditorium. Doors will open at 1 o'clock and the show will get underway at 2. Tickets are priced at $25 per person. A group rate for 10 or more people is also available. Tickets can be purchased online at eventbrite.com, locally at Christie's Sunnyside Bakery, at Napa Auto Parts, or at the door as available. For ticket information, you can call 608-604-7022. Today's winner in the Ithaca Music Boosters calendar raffle is Chris Bennett.